With less than 3 weeks until the November 6 election, Republican Mark Harris and Democrat Dan McCready held their second debate Wednesday in Charlotte. The debate was more heated than the two candidates' first meeting a week earlier. WFAE's Steve Harrison has more.
The first debate last week between Republican Mark Harris and Democrat Dan McCready took place in the WBTV studios, in front of only moderators and cameramen. It was subdued, even polite. But Wednesday night's debate at McGlohan Theater in uptown Charlotte was before an audience that was probably 70% McCready supporters. For Harris, it was a road game.
The only way you're going to secure this border is to ultimately build the wall that has been discussed. And I know, while it's becoming quite obvious to everyone here that the crowd has had some kind of plant for certain things that are said for their reaction, the reality is that building the wall will...
The pro-McCready crowd appeared to fluster Harris at times. The Republican candidate was also upset about a McCready advertisement that launched this week. That ad criticized Harris for sermons he made as pastor at First Baptist Church in Charlotte. One sermon questioned whether women could work outside the home without sacrificing their roles as mothers and wives.
The reality is that they took a sermon I preached in Mother's Day of 2013 and pulled things out of context, which in that sermon, let me just be clear what I said, that we are fortunate to live in a time where women can be anything they want to be. They can be the CEO of a company. They can be chairman of the board. They belong in the operating room, the classroom, or wherever they belong. But it is important to also understand it was Mother's Day of 2013, and when God blesses that woman with a child, her motherly instincts kick in. That doesn't mean that her career ends, nor did I suggest that, but it simply made it clear that her motherly instincts kick in, and everything she does from that point forward, from the operating room to the boardroom, is in the best interest of the child.
The sermons were not discussed in last week's debate. Here's what McCready said.
Let's look at Mark Harris's own words. And this is not an attack on your faith, Mark. I'm a Christian too. But I believe that men and women are each created in God's image. Men and women should be are equally valuable and equally capable. And it's past time that women had a seat at the table. Mark has said he called women, quote, servant lovers. He questioned whether women should have careers, suggesting that women should be home cooking, sewing buttons, and learning to, quote, my opponent's words, respond to their husbands.
Minutes after that exchange, the two men had their sharpest words for each other. McCready was upset about ads Harris and Republican groups have run against him.
So I'm sorry that I have to deal with an opponent who is lying and his friends who are levying misleading and dark and nasty attacks.
Go ahead. Harris returned to this week's ad that criticized him for the 2013 sermons.
This race took a very dark turn when Mr. McCready began to run ads that accused me of saying things in messages and pulling things out of context and using those things to try to smear me in this campaign.
According to campaign finance reports released this week, McCready, a former Marine and small business owner, has raised $4.3 million. That includes nearly $1 million from political action committees. Harris has raised $1.6 million so far. That includes just under $180,000 from PACs. The 9th District stretches from Charlotte to Fayetteville. It's one of the seats Democrats have targeted nationwide in order to take control of the House of Representatives. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.